Yet what is possible in public health is not always so easy in national security. Western intelligence agencies must contend with laws governing how private data may be gathered and used. In its paper, GCHQ says that it will be mindful of systemic bias, such as whether voice recognition software is more effective with some groups than others, and transparent about margins of error and uncertainty in its algorithms. American spies say, more vaguely, that they will respect human dignity, rights and freedoms. These differences may need to be ironed out. One suggestion, made by a recent task force of former American spooks in a report published by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, or CSIS, in Washington, was that the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance, America, Australia, Britain, Canada and New Zealand, created a shared cloud server on which to store data. In any case, the constraints facing AI and intelligence are as much practical as ethical. Machine learning is good at spotting patterns, such as distinctive patterns of mobile phone use, but poor at predicting individual behaviour. That's especially true when data is scarce, as in counter-terrorism. Predictive policing models can crunch data from thousands of burglaries each year. Terrorist attacks are much rarer, and therefore harder to learn from. That rarity creates another problem, familiar to medics pondering mass screening programs for rare diseases. Any predictive model will generate false positives, in which innocent people are flagged for investigation. Careful design can drive the false positive rate down, but because the base rate is lower still, there are mercifully very few terrorists. Even a well-designed system risks sending large numbers of spies off on wild goose chases. And those data that do exist may not be suitable. Data from drone cameras, reconnaissance satellite and intercepted phone calls, for instance, are not currently formatted or labelled in ways that are useful for machine learning. Fixing that is a tedious, time-consuming and still primarily human task, exacerbated by differing labelling standards across and even within agencies, notes the CSIS report. That may not be quite the sort of work that would-be spies signed up for.